righty. Out will be Terrell McLean. Monte Nicholson is out. Out will be Chase Roulier. Out will be, who else? I think that's it. The rest of them will be questionable. I can't read it. But we'll get, you'll get the rest of the injury report later.
With Tony going, I assume, will he be starting at center?
Yes.
What's the challenge with him, considering, you know, he's played more of the other stuff, but challenge with him getting ready and being with a quarterback that where you don't have, where you're not able to even have a true practice?
Yeah, it's, he's been here a couple weeks, though, so he's ready to go. He's played a lot of football. You know, he played at Oakland and done some good things just at Baltimore, so he's been in NFL games before. But with Kirk, Caden, snaps, all that, he hasn't really taken a lot of reps with them, but I think they'll be fine.
With Chase's surgery, how long are you guys expecting him to be out?
I don't know yet. You know, it just depends on how he can. It's very similar to Matt as far as how he can play with it bandaged or whatever. Obviously, he can't play with a club like Matt, but if he can play with his fingers free, then he could probably be maybe next week, you know, so we'll see.
And with, also, with Monte out, does Hall slide in as a starter? Or?
We have Hall and Everett there. They'll both play, likely.
Any thought to Everett on overhaul, or is the depth chart still going to be D-Hall and then?
Yeah, well, they'll both play. So, you know, I like to talk about depth charts. People get upset and tweet and all that stuff. So we'll just let them run out there and play.
You guys have posted season highs in offense, like in points, 2 weeks in a row. Just what's kind of clicking there? And is there a reason for the uptick? Or is it just that the defense has been less on the field, but the offense has
I don't know. I think, you know, there's getting more comfortable with one another. You know, Kirk's playing good, and the offensive line is giving them protection. Our running game has helped a lot with Samaje rushing for over 100 yards. Minnesota, we had a pretty good base of a running game, so our balance was there. We were in the games, obviously. So, you know, a combination of a lot of things.
With Laval and, I guess, Long also on injured reserve, who is your left guard going to be?
That would be Ari Quanjo.
Okay. Is and just that next to him, I paid attention this time though. Next to him, is Trent, is he going to be the kind of the same game time decision, if not him and Seth?
I think we'll have about 7 or 8 game time type decisions. We'll get them out there before the game around 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whenever it is. Let them run around, and we'll make a decision on them. The player will obviously have the ultimate say, the trainer, and we'll go from there. But we have backup plans for everybody that's on the questionable list.
Why Ari?
Barry.
Why are you going with Ari at left guard? Because I know you used Niseki last week, and you've kind of mixed in some other guys there.
Well, I mean, Niseki could play left tackle also. It could be Niseki at guard. It could be Quanjo at guard if Trent plays. If Trent doesn't play, it'd be Niseki at tackle and Quanjo at guard. So we have a couple options there. We're just trying to play out all the scenarios. There's quite a few.
One guy you promoted yesterday, Pete Robertson. What did you see from him this summer, and what can he give you? I know why he's coming up, but what did you see from him, and what can he help you with?
He's a great athlete, number one. He started out inside backer, and then we put him down at one-on-ones, and he was one of our best pass rushers on the edge. So he can give you a little bit of everything. But for the most part, we got him at inside linebacker as our fourth linebacker, just in case Spate can't go. So it'll be Vigil. If Spate can't go, it'll be Vigil and Zach and Josh Harvey and Petey. If Spate can't go, then we'll play Spate. We just got to wait and see.
Do you see with the spot next to Brown being Josh or Zach or who?
Well, hopefully it'll be Spate, but if he can't go, then it'll be probably Vigil or Josh Harvey.